Hey, you guys, it's William calling from Wee Wee Blogs, and 17-year-old Cilia has released her Eurovision 2024 song for Cyprus. It is called Liar, and in this song, she is here to speak the truth. The Cypriot broadcaster says the liar isn't necessarily a person, but also situations. The song and video address topics like body shaming, sexuality, as well as every form of oppression. And they go on to say that often these issues stem from social media and living in a fake world. Dabon!
Hey, you guys! Hey, William!
Should we watch and react?
Let's do this!
I am super excited about this teen queen. 17, hosts TV shows on Nickelodeon, incredible dancer, always practicing in LA, Los Angeles with the big wigs. She's in dance competitions and she can sing on top of all of that. Phenomenal! All right, hitting play.
Oh!
Like the cast of a telenovela.
It's like a Vanity Fair photo shoot. Cilia caps this, honey. What a beautiful soul.
She's starting her journey to find the truth. Oh. She's watching all these ladies.
Oh, this is pulsating. Love it.
Some White Lotus action.
Was he in the City of Dreams? Cause I was there. May not see you, my dear.
Oh, it's really pleasant.
Oh, wow. She is.
You can feel dance is gonna come on stage.
Fabulous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She can sashay. Confidence.
Oh,
look at the confidence in
the
that
concierge
dance.
Are ready to move.
She better tip those bellhops, because those are some moves. Oh, wow, that knee pop.
Love that gold lame.
Who is this lady?
Workout.
Oh, Cilia is not here to play. There's a sultriness. Oh, walk. I love the confidence strut. I feel like a confrontation is coming. I love all these horns.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dessert is over.
I love how she didn't look the other way, but she interrupted with tact.
I love this sound. It's a great chorus. Oh yeah, twist. It's like boom, boom, boom. Oh, okay, dance break moment. Eat the pastry, girl.
She was not letting go of her dessert.
Yeah. The dance battle sequence.
Oh my God, Cilia can
okay,
move.
Cilia wins.
Yes, honey.
Cilia wins the battle. Go, girl.
Guy, groove me one more
beautiful
time.
Beautiful locks.
Yeah.
She's so assertive, confident. Oh. And we are done. Oh, I could do a few more minutes. I could do a few more minutes with all of that motion.
Oh, Dimitris Kontopoulos. Honey. Listen, when I tell you Cyprus 2024 is working with the dream team, believe it. Believe it. It is a dream team. Demetrius, what a banging tune. You know what? I just love it how you can just have this creative output where you can compose songs for like the legacy of Annie Lorak, Shady Lady, Fareed Mammadov, you know, like, runners up, by the way, Eurovision. But at the same time, the teen idols of today, Stefania's Last Dance, he was behind it. And he's certainly behind Cyprus Cilia Capsis. You know what? It takes a lot to be able to morph into several generations and still have that strong appeal.
Let me tell you something. I have a sneaky, sneaky suspicion that our girl wanted to dance the whole time during this video. She wanted to just hit the floor running, but instead she was holding back. You go on YouTube, just type in her name. She moves with the best of them. So I really think that what we see at Eurovision will have more movement. I mean, there's plenty of movement here. It hints at what she's able to do, no doubt, clearly. What I'm saying is, our girl, beyond being a singer and a presenter, she can really move. And I got the sense, she's like, okay, I'm gonna hold it back. But on stage, that's when you're gonna get the unleashing, you know, the beast will come out. But this was a very good tease of what's to come. Musically, I think this is very catchy. Da, 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 da. The beat, kind of, you know how Tomta had those horns in the background? It's like this blaring, I love dance music that has that horny blaring sound in the background. And you get that here, big bass, big horns. No, yeah, that was nice. Yeah, you know, she's ready for TV. This music video, I'm telling you, this is an appetizer. This is an amuse-bouche, because she's gonna burn that stage. I also liked the playfulness and cheekiness of this. Like, she arrives at this hotel, it's so White Lotus. Like, you know there's a mystery, and she's there on a private mission to find the truth. And clearly, the man who had the dessert thrown on his shirt, he did something wrong to somebody. And her girls had to seek revenge through voice and through movement. I cannot believe she's 17 because she has so much poise and so much presence. If you watch her dancing, and you get the sense here, she's not gonna do generic dancing that we've seen at Eurovision, you know, 35 million times before. It's gonna be fresh and cutting edge. There's that moment when she's walking down the hallway and she drops and does this like knee pop. It's giving me LA. It's giving me Los Angeles choreography. You know, it's giving me movement with the best of them. And so, yeah. You know, I am looking forward to this.
Celia Capsis, of course, speaks to a new generation of Eurovision fans. Eurovision fans who are tuning into the music, who are tuning into metaphorical messages that are not necessarily obvious. So, right, Liar is not about one person. It's about a number of things, including body shaming. It's about toxic relationships. It's also about hiding away from your sexuality. You've got to live and walk in your own truth. It is so, so, so important. And Celia addresses this head on, but in a non-threatening way, yeah? And she throws in a little breakdown dance number, guy groove, honey, with it. I love how she's showing a midriff, but you don't get the feeling that she's been objectified or being sexualized. No, this is about a young woman being in control and a young woman who is preaching without being preachy. What's not to like about that? Okay, fun fact. I was actually in Cyprus when this video was being shot. At the City of Dreams, no doubt, which, by the way, heaven is a place on earth. What an amazing place to be. But you've got to give it to Team Cyprus. Literally. Can you imagine being immersed around the whole thing for 4 days and still not know the song? Like, literally, I didn't hear the song. And, you know, whilst I thought all that was pretty strange while I was on ground, you know what? Shout out to Team Cyprus 2024. Literally everybody from Mikhail Maristetis to literally Ilias Kokos, everybody on that team, because they know how to keep a secret. And the beauty of keeping this secret is that it actually does feel surprising. So now hearing it, I'm like, that's a surprise. Now I'm like really excited. And you know, it's good to have not excluded me from this unveil. So for me now, there's a real surprise element. I really do like this. The visual teaser, and I call it a teaser, because yes, this is a fully fledged, finished music video, but I think that elements of it will translate to the stage performance, but I think that they're treating the Eurovision stage as a completely separate concept. So you're not going to see an exact duplication of this. They're going to work with new ideas and use existing technology to bring this further to life. Mark my words, this will peak in the top 10 of the Eurovision Grand Final, leaving room for further elevation. This is fabulous. As Celia once said to me, she doesn't approach Cyprus as Cyprus only. She is bringing Australia and Greece with her because that's how she sees herself. Australian, Greek, Cypriot with firm dance roots in Los Angeles, USA.
I want to read some comments from the Weeby Blogs website. Apricot Stone says, this will qualify for sure. If you've seen Cilia's TikTok videos, then you know she can really dance and even sing well. I heard her singing Whitney Houston on YouTube, so I'm very much looking forward to her live performance in May. Paul Wilson says, that's definitely improvement from the many last years. Since Furera, exception last year too, and it's a good pop dance song. I'm afraid it's a bit generic and won't stand out unless she gives a vocal and choreo performance to remember. This is built for TV. This package is built for TV. I think, you know, I remember when Ferreira's song came out, Eleni's song came out, people were kind of like nonplussed. It was like, whatever. And then they saw the stage show. I feel like this is moving in that trajectory. Like, when you see the stage show, it will all click. Jake says, this could very well open semi-final one. I mean, it's a little predictable now with these girl bops that seem to be obligated to have a 30-second dance break at exactly 2 minutes. She will have a dance break like no other. I would not be surprised if our girl hits the ground running and dances from moment one, 0.1. Bianca del Rio de Janeiro says, I'm not gonna lie, this might be the catchiest chorus Contupolis has ever written. This feels very current. I think this is one of his more like contemporaneous tracks. Yeah. Andrew Brown writes, it will do well. I like the genre of music, but I have to admit we've heard this all before, enough to qualify, I think. You may have heard some of this before, but have you seen all of this before? We will see in Malmö. No More ESC Addicted writes, I can see a kind of Chanel performance style with this one knowing the dance skills of the singer. It will be a very well choreographed performance that will elevate the song for sure. The song itself is an inoffensive good piece of pop, very well produced, but the overall package on stage could be something that brings her into the grand final, in my opinion. Good luck, Cyprus. I think that hits the nail on the head. This choreography, the movement, is going to turn this into a TV spectacle. On the question of qualification, let's look at who else is in this semi-final. In the first half of semi-final one, we have Croatia, Cyprus, Ireland, Lithuania, Poland, Serbia, and Ukraine. And in the second half, we have Australia, Azerbaijan, Finland, Iceland, Luxembourg, Moldova, Portugal, and Slovenia. And voting, we have Sweden, the UK, and Germany. Great that the UK's there. Lots of Cypriots here. Shout out to my friends from Cyprus. This is definitely the tougher semifinal, but looking through this, we've got a dance song from Lithuania, though our man Sylvester does not move in the same way as Cilia. That's not his vibe. Ukraine is obviously not a dance song. Luxembourg is an upbeat female bop, but Tally does not dance. I don't think dancing is the strength of Tally's performance. Like, her dancers dance, but I think Cilia is different in that Cilia really dances. And we don't know really about the rest. So, no, I think Cyprus is going through. I think Cyprus is going through. This is going to be the dance banger best choreographed entry in the semifinal.
From Elias Kokotos to Andreas Anastasiou. You know what? What a beautiful team. And you know, the other thing I really like about this is they're so protective of their young starlet. And without parenting her, right? Because her mother is there as a parent and she's doing a fabulous job. This is, yeah, I'm excited. There's a modesty about this in terms of wardrobe choices, right? Because it's so easy for somebody who has the body of a goddess to be kind of turned into something else. But no, she's still a teen idol. slaying on stage, but at the same time having fun, having a great time, and enjoying the whole spirit of Eurovision. You know, oftentimes people kind of pitch Eurovision results based on what semi-final this is and who it's going against and who's appearing before and blah, blah. Park all that to one side. I'm confident enough that this is comfortably advancing and this is going to continue the legacy of Cyprus actually starting to take Eurovision seriously. I mean, post 2016. I would say Minus One was the first act that got me like, wow. I mean, of course, you have Lisa Andreas with Stronger Every Minute. And there have been moments in the Cypriot roster that I've been like, say what? But in terms of consistency, I would say 20. Although they did have a few, and I keep on running. Anyway, listen, this is Celia Capsis' time. And I'm all about it. And I'm really, really excited.
Well, that's what we think. What do you think? Are you impressed with Celia's moves? Do you think she will burn a path to the final? Let us know here on WeWe Vlogs.
Wow. Celia Capsis does have a Pinterest account. And I know that because during our interview at the City of Dreams, she shared that. So please make sure that you follow her on Pinterest as well as all the other social media platforms where she is slaying, honey. And while you're at it, follow WeWe Vlogs on Pinterest and we will see you later. Bye!
And we'll see you later. Bye!